Oztech News, Episode 5.
Headphones. Hello, and welcome to Oztech News, the Australian podcast that brings you tech news with an Aussie flavour. I'm Brett James.
And I am Sean Byrne.
Going on, man?
Not too much. How's your Ballarat and stuff? Nice and cold down there, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, it's pretty cold right now. I've got like a jumper on, then a jacket on top of that. So, trying to bear with it. It's 10 degrees.
That's not too bad, so, you know. It's still cold, but it's not like I'm shivering. I'm just wearing a t-shirt and a jumper. It's not woolen jumper or anything, so.
Let me just point out that we're not like a 1-900 line. Do you know what the temperature is like up there in Melbourne?
I could tell you. I'm on my net vibe, so that's got the weather in there.
Don't you think it's a bit sad sort of tracking the weather, though? Like, oh my god, it's gone up a degree last hour.
Oh, no. It's like a four-day forecasting, so I just can look at it straight away. I know where to look for it. It says it's 12 here at the moment.
It's not much warmer.
2 degrees, whatever.
What have you been...
I hate my beer to be 2 degrees warmer.
Yeah, true. What have you been up to in the last week, though?
Work. Guys approached me just recently to redo a website for him. I had done a website for him about, I don't know, it would have been 6 to 8 months ago, something to that effect. But he basically ripped me off. He basically, I gave him this real good website, and he wanted it on his web space. And it was, just like, what web space? It's so new.
I
eventually done it for him, and it was just so bad. Like it looked alright, but it was just the way that it worked was bad because there was just so many restrictions. And he goes, alright, here's your $100.
I'm like, I'm gonna go out for the pub for the night now.
I'm just like, It was all, I think I did go out, like, that weekend and just, it was gone. So. I basically said, look, I'm not going to, not doing it for this, I'm going to do this, I've got these conditions, and I want to do this, and I don't know, I still don't know if I'm going to do it. I talked to him just, I don't know, earlier today, and I don't know, I'm still throwing up whether or not to do it, so we'll see how it pans out.
Like, turn out any good for him, or,
Well, the website looks good, but he wants to do a new one now, like, they've got more, it's a band,
so it's like a band website,
they've got like
bio,
like a new EP, or something, I don't know, some type of new stuff that they've got coming up, and they want to promote it via a new site, and they're going to put some flash banners and
like
whatever
a gallery
else.
And all that kind of thing.
I'm not sure. I'm not really caring at the moment. I'm not going to put all my effort into it if he's not going to pay me like a good price. It's like I do it all day at work and come home and then get like crap money for it.
I'll order, like the cry police for you later on.
Yeah, exactly. Shut up.
I made like, besides work, I made a Battlefield 2 community video, because I'm in a clan called Heat and stuff.
I think I saw that. You showed me that link. I haven't downloaded it
yet.
Yeah,
the link will be in the show notes. Basically, it's on a place called ownage.com, which has a lot of game videos and all that kind of stuff on there. But the video is basically for when we won a match against a place called... Their name, the clan names, get this, Weapons Tactics Force. Weapons Task Force, that's it. And the abbreviation goes down to WTF. That's a pretty funny name.
Okay.
Cunny name? That's a new word. But so video, good editing, lots of effects done into it. Took about 3 days to make solid. So it's pretty time consuming. And give it a watch. It's pretty good if you like game videos.
Yeah, well, I'll if Australia's banned them because it's so crap, I'd download it now.
Yeah. We're still getting wireless ADSL, by the way, in Ballarat. It's you get, I think it's 15 megabit maximum speed for $60 a month and 40 gig bandwidth limit. Yeah, that's gonna rock.
That's pretty good. I just still want ADSL too, like where I live, and it's struggling.
And you're in
Melbourne. I know.
Suppose we should get into the news though. Anyway, man, we're like at 5 minutes.
Well, yeah, we could talk about. We could talk about this all day, but your first story here, I'm just looking at the show notes now, MacBook is revealed. You seem a bit excited about
this. Yeah, the MacBook's been unveiled. Basically, that's the cheaper version of the MacBook Pro, sort of like, you know, the Apple, you know, you've got the white little tiny slim laptops. This one's the smaller version with the smaller screen. It's a bit more portable, that kind of stuff. Inside the show notes, there'll be a link to a review from Engadget on it. Have you heard about the actual laptop?
I think I was listening to, what was it, Dignation? I think Kevin Rose has got one.
Yeah.
I think no, was it Kevin?
That'd be strange seeing Kevin, like, you've normally got a huge hulking laptop and then there's this small, tiny one there now.
No. It was Leo Laporte. Oh. It was. Because it's got a smaller screen. It's, like, not the smaller screen that they had and then it wasn't the bigger one. It's, like, in between, isn't it?
I think the MacBook Normal's, like, a small one. It's, like, 14 inches. The screen's 13.3,
It was one or the other. I can't remember off the top of my head.
Yeah. Well, the base version's going to cost a grand in US, so I'm probably going to say it'll be around $2,000 in Australian, like, once you work out the currency and then taxes and usual Apple crap. But it's got great specs, like Intel Core Duo. It's got a webcam built into the top of it.
Webcam? Yeah, I haven't seen that done
Apple
for a
while. Call it an eyesight. But
does Apple actually call anything the same as anyone else? I don't think they do they?
Well, they might, but they might add a little tiny eye at the front, like iPoo or iToilet or the iFlea parody videos. Yeah, but for all that specs and stuff, like, it's got an inbuilt graphics card, which is pretty average. So it's good for simpler games, I guess. I wouldn't play much FPS on it. On top of all that, you could dual boot the computer. So you've got your Apple, your Mac OS system, OS X. So you can run all that cool Final Cut and what other stuff's on there?
That video editing program? Final Cut Pro?
Yeah, I said that.
No. I only heard the second one.
Yeah, it's got a few good apps on there anyway, like iLife and all that stuff, but then you could boot it onto your Windows XP system. Like, that'd be awesome if you're wanting to check out websites as well that you're making to see if they work on all the browsers.
Sorry, say that again.
Like, if you could boot on the Apple system, check out your website, see if it fits and all that into your browser. Yeah. Then switch to your XP machine.
Or it would just be easier if everyone started using Firefox.
Yeah. Oh, you know, get everyone onto the one thing. You can dream.
Yes.
But yeah, on top of that, a lot of people were whining about the heat for the laptop. I'm not sure if it's just fanboys whining because they can whine about Apple stuff, but apparently the thermal paste wasn't put properly on the heatsink inside the laptop.
Okay.
So it's like Apple came out with a recommendation: do not put this laptop on your lap.
So it begs the question: should laptops be able to be put on your lap? I mean, I know that me and my girlfriend, we watch movies in bed a lot.
You put laptops on your lap?
Well, we lay in bed with the laptop and watch a movie, whatever. And that's always good. But, Jesus, even though it's on top of a doona or something like that, the heat goes straight through it. If this is hotter than a normal laptop, then, jeez, I hate to think what...
It might be like Apple branching out into a new area where they could cook your breakfast as well. Like, you wake up and you put your breakfast on top of or on the bon underneath of your computer and come back in a few minutes and it might be cooked that egg or something like that. That might justify like why they got that shiny brushed metal look on it onto it as well. Might be easy to clean. Ah, well, suppose we should move on to the next one, eh?
You're getting some new headphones.
Yeah, I am. I've been browsing around on a few websites and I'm a bit of a noob for all the finer details for headphones and that, so I went on to this website called headphones.com.au.
Yep.
There's this guy on there called Snufkin. Oh, he's a god for headphone stuff.
Have you been talking to him, have you?
Yeah, like talking to him on the websites like Whirlpool, a bit on ICQ and all that. Gave me a lot of good recommendations. I was basically after some headphones which had good isolation, so in other words, closed type headphones.
Yep.
Like, you know how there's ones which you can't hear outside you and ones which I don't know are noisy. That makes sense.
I just looked at the link then. They're pretty expensive.
Yeah. The ones I got were the Beyer Dynamic DT250. They're $299 Australian. I'll put the link in the show notes if anyone cares.
Is Beyer Dynamic, where are they from? Do you know at all?
No idea. Nah. It's most of those headphones on that site are outside the typical Sennheiser ones because they're meant to sound better. It's sort of like, you know, people go for the bigger brand, but then there's smaller brands who put out better quality kind of stuff.
Sennheiser, I was trying to get my brother to buy some of them the other day, and he went, you know what? He went out to Dick Smith and bought a pair of Digitor headphones, and I almost slapped him.
Yeah, you should have. You really should have.
I wasn't in reach, so I didn't. That's why I didn't. But,
yeah, some people do deserve a slapping.
Beyer Dynamica from Germany.
Yeah, it is a bit of a German name, isn't it? I mean, Beyer.
That's true.
It's like a weird way of saying B.
Yeah, but they look...
Beyer Dynamics.
They look pretty good.
Yeah. They look alright. There's
I wouldn't want to walk around the street in them though.
Oh hell no! These are for home when I'm playing games and stuff, sort of take advantage of good sound and all that.
And editing this podcast.
Yeah, editing this podcast, doing that. The videos probably more intensive. But yeah.
Yes.
What else was there about? There were some other ones I saw which looked pretty awesome. The Audio Technica 700. I should have probably gave you a link to it, but they're silver and they've got these huge muffs on the side, bright silver kind of thing, and then they got this royal blue trim on it. It looks pretty mad, but I didn't end up getting them. They were like second place for me.
Okay.
Yeah, but
speaking
what's
about
what's the go off your headphones?
Oh yeah, I was just about to say, speaking about headphones, I sent off my Steelsound 5H headphones. You remember them?
Yeah, I do. Like, I don't remember what they look like.
I should send you a picture.
Are they really steel?
No, they're not. They're steel. Steel Series, is, I think, is what the company is using. They do, like, mostly it's all gaming stuff. It's just, like, gaming headphones, mouse pads, other stuff. Like, they sponsor a lot of gaming teams around the world.
Gaming-grade steel.
Stuff like that.
No.
So, I'll Skype you a link or something soon. But yeah. What happened was, they're just a really good quality headphone, and they have, like, a built-in mic. And I found out not a while ago now that There was a bad batch, and basically you could send them back and not only receive it, the new batch of headphones, but get a new mouse pad.
Yeah.
So I just got an email back the other day because I was real nervous because I don't really like sending expensive things over the net.
Well, you're not really sending it over the net though, are you?
I mean, not, well, but like to a net company type thing. But
yeah.
Overseas, I think I sent it to, it was Singapore? No. One of those Asian countries, I'm pretty sure.
Yep.
But I got real nervous. I had to get like insurance and stuff like that to make sure. Funny thing was, I think I paid $150 for them, and I just put on the package that they're worth $200, so if anything happened to them, I get my $200. Yeah.
So what did they say?
They just basically said that they received them, and they're sending them back now.
Yeah. So I found a link for them, by the way. So they're sending them back. How long will they take to get to you?
Well, it took about around 10 days to get there. It's around 10 days to get back.
I have to say, the microphone attachment on it looks pretty phallic.
Why?
Its shape, and it's got this weird bendy steel thing. Like, I'm expecting to see that in some kind of hentai anime kind of thing somewhere. Like, you're walking around with this, and this will suddenly... I don't know, man. That's messed up.
Hey, it's alright. Like, I used it, and then that's the reason why I got pissed off with this. I was like, really disappointed because it was a really bad quality microphone. Yeah. And then I found out that it wasn't the microphone, it was the batch. So there's like a whole new microphone, and all the connections and everything are being rejigged, so they don't fall apart as easily.
That's not bad.
So when I get it back, I just can't wait to see if there's much of a difference in the quality of the microphone and so
forth. Oh, yeah. Is the version you got the one with, instead of plugging into the port into your sound card, it's a USB version?
Oh, no. No? USB, how bad would that
be?
Yeah,
I was about to say, that would have been a bit of a bad buy. I don't get the USB sound headphones idea. Like, can you see good points about it, or...?
It's not actually USB. It comes with a USB attachment.
Yeah.
So it's nothing special. It's just it's just such a cheap option. Mm. So, like, they can sell it to, more people, basically. They go, oh, but my sound card's crap, and they go, well, use our USB version, it's great. And then they're like, oh, okay, I'll buy it, because, you know, they said it's good, so it must be.
Yeah, because, the idea of the USB is just that it's got a tiny sound card in it.
Yeah,
you know, to bypass your own sound card, and you just plug in a USB port.
Exactly, but, right.
Yeah, so, like, if you want to upgrade to an actual decent sound card, then, you know, you're back at square one, because you'd have to buy a new set of headphones anyway to plug into that sound card. Are you thinking of getting a new sound card in the future?
I am. I don't know what to get. But I'm thinking of something that has more than one channel or a few channels in it, because just listening to other podcasts, I've noticed that they can watch stuff on the net and it comes through onto the podcast straight away. Or they can ring someone up in Skype and it comes straight through as well.
Yeah. I think
so
that
would be good. So, like, right now, I know for our next story that we're going to go to a site that requires sound. And I'd like to show everyone how funny it is or whatever. But we can't do it. We'd have to actually record it and then
put it through. Yeah, chuck it in sound bites and stuff. There is a way to, like, do it on the fly by, instead of setting your recording source as a microphone, you can set it to, it's in, quote, what you hear, or stereo mix, unquote. And that records what's happening on your computer, basically. You set up, you're recording two things at once in Audacity. So you record, so you've got two tracks coming through.
But then I'd hear you.
Yeah, so that's some pretty horrible stuff.
But one of the guys at work has a sound card where you can allocate different programs to come through different channels.
That's pretty cool. I think that might be more software-based, don't you think, though?
I'm not sure. I haven't asked him, but I know that I want to be able to do that.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah. I'm using the X-Fi Extreme Music at the moment. Like, I've noticed, like, a huge jump for games and stuff, like, positional, everything like that. Like,
X-Fi Extreme? What?
X-Fi.
Oh, X-Fi.
That's the sound card I'm using.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, and, like
X-Fi? What the hell? That's that game I am.
They're making hardware now. Oh, well. Anything else about the sound stuff, though?
Not much. I'm pretty much going to report back when I get them back to see if there's any major differences. You'll probably tell, because probably by the next podcast I might have it back, and then I won't have this shitty old microphone that I've got now.
Yeah, it sounds good. I'll probably report in next week as well, because I haven't got those Beyerdynamic ones yet. I should, because I ordered them off that website. So I should be getting them in, maybe. If not this podcast, next one coming up.
ShaveEverywhere.com.
Why not, then?
I don't know. This has been going around a lot lately, but I'm not even hesitant to not talk about
it. So you're talking about the site, ShaveEverywhereNoSpaces.com.
Yeah. So it's for a product that Philips has made, which is the Philips Body Groom. It just looks like it's a cordless... battery operated like shaver, but they have done the best sight you have ever seen, and it's just funny as. And I'll go to it now, but it might.
I don't want to hear it.
But it's just really funny because they're taking such a chance, and I know we can't get it here in Australia, but the sight is just amazing. Not only is it just amazing, but it's just funny as well. They're taking a big chance on marketing this in this way because there's. Swearing and stuff, and the introduction, he just talks about
it's not really swearing, is
every swear word he talks about, or any swear word he says, beeps, or if he sounds like he's saying, like, parts of the body, and then, like, they're beeped out, and then, like, a carrot will pop up on the screen, or some melons will drop up on the screen, or something like that. Or there's a series that I remember of parts where he will talk about your groin in about different areas, and, just like they'll just flash different like carrots and
like it gets beeped out, but all you still see it. Yeah,
but you can actually see him saying the words. It's just so funny.
Yeah.
Not only that, like that's just the introduction I'm talking about, but
isn't it so funny the way
testimonials?
Yeah, isn't it funny how like he stares at you so blankly and he just talks? So, how do you explain it, man? It's like so hilarious. Like I'm in stitches listening to the start, and he's just got this.
Do you know who he reminds me of? He reminds me of Ron Burgundy out of
Anchorman. Yes. Yeah.
He reminds me exactly like him.
Yeah.
So what about I urge everyone listening to the podcast to go to shaveeverywhere.com and check it out.
Yeah. www.shaveeverywhere.com. We've been hearing such great things about you. Sorry.
Yep, but be sure to be patient though. Because it is a lot of video.
Yeah, it's very video
heavy. Sound, so you might have to wait. But if you're on dial-up, don't even bother.
Yeah, if you're on dial-up, don't even...
I know some users around here still are on...
Go home.
Chances are, if you're on dial-up, you're not listening to this podcast.
I doubt it. Yeah.
But,
what about
there's a music video?
Yeah?
I'll talk about the music video first. It's a there's a music video, and he just... It's just funny. It's like a country theme, and Oh, it's just hilarious. You can make sure you check that out. And then there's testimonials, and he talks, he goes, why do you need testimonials or something? And he get it's just like all the voicemails on his mobile phone for testimonials. Oh, it's just completely.
What kind of people leave testimonials on his phone?
Sorry?
What kind of people left a voicemail on his phone?
There's like, I think that most of it is a couple of chicks. There's one of them, some chick goes, hi, blah, blah, blah. Thanks, I'm just wondering what your beep is doing next week or something like that. Or there's one who's like, hi, this is Ange. It's like, and Julia. And Stephanie. It's like, what the? It's like, we just wanted to say how much of a great night we had last night. Or whatever, something like that. And I was pissing myself off.
That's great.
And then there's this thing about the optical inch.
Yeah.
I don't know. You should check it out for yourself. It's just a hilarious site. Make sure you check out the link in the show notes, and if you can't remember.
Yeah, it's pretty hard to not remember shaveeverywhere.com, isn't it? Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. I think we've had enough of being an ad, haven't we? Sorry? I think we've had enough of being an ad. We probably should move on to the next site, eh? A new story.
We're advertising something that's not even in the
stream. Yeah, fair enough. Next story is the E3 wrap-up. Last week we had a big thing about it, but the E3's finished up now, so most of the news stories and video trailers and all that have come through. So it's not bad. Yep. Did you read anything about any of the stuff?
Not really. I followed a little bit, and I watched a few videos of the fan guy. I think it was the fan guy who goes around with the video taped to his head.
Yeah.
I watched a few of his videos, but I didn't have enough time to read much of what was going on there because I know I was just being really busy lately.
Yeah, the vibe seemed pretty low-key this year, like, at E3. Like, the main thing was just the Nintendo Wii presentation was the standout thing. Sony one.
Nintendo Wii.
Yeah, Wii. Yeah, I'll keep doing that forever. Wii! The Microsoft one was boring, and Sony one was a bit of a rip-off, which we'll get to in the next story. But, yeah, some standout trailers I saw was the Command & Conquer 3 trailer. Do you play any strategy games?
The Command & Conquer Generals would have been the last one that I actually...
Yeah, I'm trying to get back into that now, because a lot of people around me are urging me to play it, and I'm like, oh, okay. It's not a bad game.
Strategy games take too long, though. It's like you start a game, you got to finish it, and if you don't, people crack the shits with
you. Yeah, you can always sook out and surrender, but then you're in the doghouse. Strategy games have their part, but yeah, you gotta have the time for them. But yeah.
Whereas FPS, like, because I like playing Counter-Strike, I just go in and play. If I crack the SADs or something, I just quit. It's like people quit and come in all the time, so it doesn't even matter.
Yeah, I think that game's it's perfect cracking the SADs too. You know, you can just rage a bit and then crack the sooks and say someone's got hacks and leave pretty happy. You there, man? Well, so about the CNC free trailer, it's pretty good. At the end of it, they say, then they came, some kind of allusion to something happening in the future. It sounds pretty good. Other than that, there was another trailer on there, World of Warcraft Burning Crusade. There's a trailer for that game. Got a new...
What is that? I don't know. I know what WoW is. What's the
an expansion
part?
Where you get a new race. I think they're called Burning Legion or something. I think they were rumored to include pandas in there as well as a new race. They're not called pandas, but they look like pandas. What do you think about World of Warcraft?
Not really interested too much because I just see how much time people waste on it. It's like another life.
It's not another life, it's the life. Like, you don't play any other games, you don't do much else. I'm like, why?
And that's the only way that you kind of get anywhere in the game. And I know they have incentives for people who don't play, like, religiously. Like, if you
imagine a World of Warcraft shrine. They go there and there's just a box of the game and they start praying and then they level up.
I can't believe people are dying playing this game.
They're pretty funny, though. Can you imagine someone just slumping over there? I need a res! I need a res! Oh, man, we should find some, like, video game kind of death things. That'd be funny to read out. But yeah, the concept of, like, it's an expansion pack for a game you pay monthly, right? And you have to pay for the expansion again. So I'm like, you pay for the game, then you're paying per month, you're paying for the expansion. I mean...
That's another reason why I haven't even tried the game. Because you have to pay to play it every month. I mean, I think it's like, how much it is? Do you know how much it is?
I think it's $15 a month. It might be a little bit more in Australia, but that's about it.
So you're paying something like $130 something.
We're not laughing at you. But yeah.
$150 a month for the year or something. So what a waste of money. I got better things to spend my money on, like beer.
Fair enough. Trailer's up there. We don't care much about the game, but you might. If you do, please get some sunshine.
Get some sunshine. Some good old-fashioned fresh air. Yeah.
So, next story.
PlayStation 3 No Rumble Conspiracy.
Dum.
Found it on Engadget, and basically it's PS3 and what was the Immersion? Yes, Immersion, who have the patent for the Rumble, and who are, Immersion sued Sony because Sony put out Rumble Pack in their PlayStation 2 controls. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
So and, this is not a story about little Sony ninjas jumping out of the console and like stealing your girlfriend overnight. Kind of, it's not that kind of conspiracy.
Your imagination worries me.
Well.
But basically, Immersion have come back to him and said, oh, no. The new Sony PlayStation 3 controller, they've chosen to take Rumble out and put motion sensors in. And so they don't think they have room for the Rumble Pack or the Rumble in the thing. But Immersion have approached them and said, well, we think you can. But the only way that we'll do it for you is pay us our money back that you won in the settlement, plus what it's going to take to develop that technology into your control.
So basically, Immersion are the people who hold the original patent for Rumble technology, and then Sony originally used it in their PlayStation 1 and 2 controllers and got sued up the wazoo for it for using it without Immersion's permission. Is that right? Yeah.
Yes, basically.
So what is Sony going to do you think?
I think it'd be a good idea for them to take it on. No Rumble surely makes people not want the controller, not want the PS3. I mean, they're plugging the PS3 as the best. Like, they're saying it's better than everything. And then it hasn't got no Rumble. I mean, Sony, pay the $90 million back, and then you're going to get more people buying it. It's not like it's going to make it huge.
Also, by the way, just a little bit off topic, Sony had their main head of Sony, the guy called Ken Kutanagi, or that's his name. Yep. He said on the record that 5 million people would still buy the PS3 if it came out with no games.
I saw that somewhere. Where did I see that?
Basically, but that's pretty silly, isn't it? Like, that guy's pretty out there, isn't he? Like, they could just the console's so expensive, isn't it?
It was Sony Euro CEO David Reeves was confronted by the fact that PC won't launch with many games. He had this to pull out of his ass. We have built up a certain brand.
How it's got the tilt motion sensors and that in it? Is it still good? Would that still be useful while the controller's rumbling? Like, imagine if you're turning left in a video game, then it rumbles and it flies out your hands into the TV. Like, do you reckon that's going to stop you playing?
But wouldn't that have a better game experience? So if you did crash or you hit something and it rumbled, the screen would rumble as well? Would that not... because you know how you've got that... You turn the motion sensors or the... The controllers. Yeah. Then the screen tilts, right?
The game, yeah.
Yeah. So if you hit something, then because the rumble's going off, it's doing the motion sensors, so wouldn't the screen shake a little bit? Would that not increase the game experience?
A little bit. It's not a literal rumble where, like, say, if you run into a wall in an FPS... The controller's going to jolt backwards at you and hit you in the face. It's just a general rumble to say, oh yeah, my controller's vibrating. I probably should do something about it. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. But then, like, there's that added sense telling you that something's happening because the screen's shaking. But I guess that kind of already happens in some game when you get hit.
Feeling the vibration. The vibration. We're doing good today, aren't we? Yeah, feel the vibrations, pretty good, adds to the game kind of thing, you know, firing off a machine gun, hearing that da-da-da-da, and all that stuff, it's pretty good. I still reckon the that's remote still kicks, but, like, the way it moves around, like the remote control, point at the screen, that's got rumble in it right from the get-go, so that should be good. Anything else about it? Like, I know Sony are pretty evil. I still love me PSP, but Sony, man, get rid of your back doors. You suck.
I'm just reading some of the comments in the Engadget comments for that story. And basically everyone's saying, if there's no Rumble, mouth will go home. Don't even bother buying it because it's such a feature that everybody loves. So I think that basically sums it up. I don't think Sony really have a chance. a choice. Either they do what Immersion say, or they're going to lose a lot of money out of it.
When it comes down to it, the Rumble thing's a big selling point, isn't it? But also on top of that, I reckon on that Engadget forum, there's probably a lot of whiny boys too. Like, take a bit of grain of salt. Oh, well.
Mm.
Sony, you suck. Wake up. Give us a good console. Now. That's about it. Next up?
The world's first hard drive in 1956. Yeah. Did you see this?
Details and pictures of the world's first hard drive back in 1956. You've got to check this out. It's the link's in the show notes. It's made by IBM. It's got 5 megabytes of storage. It's called a RAMAC, Random Access Memory. So, a little tidbit. If you look at the picture, have you saw the picture of the link? It's huge.
Yeah, it's massive. Yeah. It looks like there's hundreds of discs in it.
They're table-sized discs. Yeah. Looks just like a spindle of DVDs, really, except mammoth. Each one of those things is the size of a small room, or probably a little bit smaller than a car. Yeah.
What?
Yeah. And
5 meg. It says it fits capacity 5,000 characters.
So that's 5 meg.
Oh, 5 million, sorry.
Each disc, there's basically 100 tracks of on it, it can read from. And on each track on those huge discs, it can hold 500 letters. 500 letters times 100 tracks. Each one of those huge discs, which is about tape room sized, holds 50 kilobytes. That's the show or a readme file for a game, basically. Man, that's like larger than life, isn't it? Could you imagine booting Windows from it?
That's terrible. Oh my god!
I'd like to see what kind of speed it reads from it. Or maybe like an Engadget article on overclocking the RAMAC hard drive.
And instead of getting
steam and that, like, the disc reading thing comes off and chops your head off because it flies away. Man, those things would be built like a brick, wouldn't they? Yeah. That was about it, really. Don't you think?
I think that's all of our stories for this week, isn't it?
No, not off.
Have you got anything else?
Really?
What's on the agenda for you this week?
I've got a clan match on Tuesday, besides normal work, so that should be good. Hopefully we win and we can make another video out of that. Yeah, that's
climbing
good
up
fun.
The ranks is always good. Are you on winning streak?
Not really.
At the
we just win every now and again, lose every now and again. We had a free win streak at the start when we first signed in, but that's probably our biggest streak. Do you still have your clan in on Counter-Strike Source?
No, I think I said last week that
totally
we folded.
Yeah. Do you still play
totally
the game?
Folded. Not as often, but that's mainly because I've got really no reason to.
It sort of loses its fun when you haven't got people around there playing with you kind of thing. And clan matches are a lot more organised and better fun to play too, rather than listening to 12-year-olds going, "Oh my god, I got hacks." That was an old classic video. I forgot what it was called even. Do you remember? Like the guy who screams he's got hacks and then he goes on a rampage through a high school.
That's a My Got video.
Yeah, that was good. Yeah. Oh, well, suppose we should wrap up, eh?
Yeah, I think we should. You got a tip this week?
Yeah, another tip. Basically, you know how there's Vista out and Windows XP is what we got now. Vista's coming out end of the year kind of thing.
Yeah, so they say.
Yeah, yep. Maybe. The theme on it's called Arrow, and, you know, you've got that black sexiness and all that kind of stuff. This tip is basically linked to a webpage where you can transform your XP machine to have the theme of Windows Vista, like the black start menu, the cool login page, all that kind of stuff. So, give it a shot if you'd like to change your theme.
Good, nice one.
Yeah, I don't like having the typical standard, silver with green start button. It's pretty horrible.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Make sure everyone checks out our website at
austechnews.blogspot.com. Hell yeah.
Don't forget to subscribe, tell your friends, tell your family, tell your dog.
Yep.
We got to get as much help as we can. So we're going to start this up, get some views, get some...
We want to get more people listening to it.
A lot more hits, a lot more downloads, a lot more subscribes.
Tell us the stuff you want too, yeah.
Email. Give us feedback. Give us feedback. Email us at austechnews@gmail.com.
Yeah.
And we will reply to everyone,
To them. If it's cool, we'll probably read it on there. We're still waiting for an email, though, by the way. We didn't get any last week, did we?
No, I don't think we did. No, I didn't receive any. Unless you've got some groupies.
No.
I'm sending them straight to your normal email.
No, nothing at those, Tech. So you guys are pretty slack. Give us some email, man.
That's
Tell
right.
Tell us your dog's hot. I don't know.
That's strange and scary.
All right. All right. Catch you guys later. And
see you next
week. See you probably next week for episode 6.
Later.
Yeah.
The Philips Body Groom has a sleek, ergonomic design for a safe and easy way to trim those scruffy underarm hairs, the untidy curls on and around your as well as the hard-to-reach locks on the underside of your